Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you on this Friday. Hope you're having a fun start to your day. There is a big one in high school football, the TSSAA playoffs tonight, the Battle of the Borough Part 2. This time it'll be at Riverdale High School between Riverdale and Oakland. The head coach of Riverdale is on the line with us, Will Kreisky. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well, Coach. Thanks for coming on with us today. All right, let's talk about this. You know, round two with you guys in Oakland tonight. Let me do you look back at the last game you guys played, or you put that aside and just focus on what Oakland's done the last 2 weeks in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the last one, you know, it's crazy. Because as soon as we got off the field, everybody was talking about a rematch. So it's been tough for both schools, both teams, and coaching staffs to get kids focused the last 2 weeks and get them ready for this rematch. And fortunately, I guess it's happening. And, you know, we kind of look back, you know, with Creasy. He does a lot of good stuff. And you know, we have to go back and watch film on everything he's done and see some different things and what he might do against us. We even looked at past quarterfinal games we had a few years ago with him and things like that. So we reviewed it all. You know, we've had a lot of time to watch it. You know how coaches are. We spend a lot of time scouring video and plays and formations and things like that. So we've kind of touched a little bit of everything.
The playoffs are obviously different. There's a different kind of energy. So when you're around your guys, whether it's at practice or, you know, you run into them, you know, throughout the day, do you feel that they feel that different energy that comes with a game like this, with the implications of this one tonight?
Yes, it's been different the last 2 weeks, and especially, you know, going into this week. You know, the week 10, we already knew we were in the season. We were fighting for the region championship or second place. And, you know, fortunately we won, so we got the region championship and we're able to host this game. But now, like you said, it's do or die. One of us will be practicing on Thanksgiving and the other one will be hanging out with our families on Thanksgiving. So it's a lot on the line tonight. And, you know, they're trying to go for their 10th straight semifinal appearance, and we're trying to make our first semifinal appearance since 2011.
We're talking to Will Kreisky, head coach at Riverdale, and, you know, it's no secret, you've touched on it, what Oakland and they have done over the course of the last several years. I mean, how much do you talk about that with your guys of, you know, this is where they are, let's be the ones to unseat that, or is that something you even address at all?
I mean, we've touched on it a little bit, but, I mean, guys know. They're not, you know what I mean, they're on social media, they read the papers and things like that. They know, but we touched on it, and every year your team's different. And I believe this team's a little bit different, and they're hungry, and they believe. That was the big thing. They believe. We were down 17-0 at halftime. And in years past, you could see the look on the defeat on the player's face. This year, we're down 17-0, and we had some defensive guys like, Coach, chill, we good, man. We got this. And when they said that, I knew it was a different team was going to come out in the second half. I felt like at the time they were a bit uptight, too nervous, and they weren't playing the Riverdale football that they played that got them there. And once they settled down and played the second half, it was a totally different team that night.
We're talking to Riverdale head football coach Will Kreisky here on the Chase and Big Joe show. You know, Coach, I love seeing you anytime I can. It was unfortunate I had to see you this summer at a funeral of a dear friend of ours. Bobby Wells passed away. I know it the season is for him, I know, but do you still find yourself talking to him, Coach? Because I know he meant the world to you.
Yeah, he does. And a lot of times on my ride to school, man, we talk, and we have a lot of stuff we say to each other. And he's been right there with us, man. It's crazy. He's been with the staff and some things that has happened. And I remember not too long ago, the first time we played Oakland, some random parent come in and said, hey, guys, all you got to do is stop the run and you beat Oakland. And Rail and I looked at each other and said, that's a Bobby Wells comment if we never heard one. So, you know, so he's appeared many times this year and this season. And, you know, he is with us. He's with the kids. And, you know, every week our coaches, I mean, it's getting a little chilly, but they wear that T-shirt, see ball, get ball. That's Bobby's biggest phrase this when he coached. You know, guys, don't make it too complicated on defense. Just see the ball, go get it. And, you know, all the coaches wear that see ball, get ball. Some of them now wear it underneath their pullovers and things like that. But, yeah, he's with us every Friday night and all throughout the week.
I got to think, Coach, he would be over the moon excited of what you guys have accomplished so far.
Oh, yeah. You know, his wife comes to the games and stuff, and she still, you know, that's what she knows. That's all she has known for 30-plus years, is going to Friday night football games. And she sits over there with my wife, and she's enjoyed every minute of it. It's helped her, you know, through the healing process also. So, yeah, him and then, you know, our good buddy Walt sends me a lot of texts and checks in, and Walt's been thrilled to death. And you know, like you said, that's how Bobby's speaking through us.
I love it. Coach, also, I got an email from the school about parking tonight and when to arrive and what not to do. I love it. I love the fact that I get an email from the school because you guys are expecting so many people out there tonight. Will you take a moment with your team to discuss everything? I know you got the game in hand. I know you're playing Oakland. But will you take a moment to discuss about this moment? Because you know good and well, Coach, a lot of football teams don't get this moment.
No, they don't, and that's what I was talking to my coaches about, man. I was just like, guys, this is a college atmosphere. I mean, this place is packed. They've already started marking off parking territory today. Wow. I mean, there's people trying to get in and start tailgating right now. I mean, it's nuts. I had the class of 95 Corey Carney speak to the team yesterday, and he was telling the kids, he's like, guys, you know, yeah, you always hear about the old Riverdale, but I just want to tell you, the old Riverdale is proud of what you're doing, and they've got themselves. They said, Coach, we got us a party bus, and we're coming over on a party bus, and we're going to be loud and proud. And it's Corey Carney, Fernando Bryant, Coppins, all those guys are coming. And yeah, you know, when that 90s group is coming out, you know it's special.
Oh, my goodness. Coach, I know you're busy. I know you're teaching and everything. Thank you for the time. No matter what happens tonight, you know, I think the world of you. You're a winner. Let's have some fun tonight, Coach.
I appreciate it. And let's not forget, see ball, get ball.
There you go, Coach. Have a good day. Coach Will Kreisky, Riverdale Head Football Coach, on the phone with us today. And Chase, yeah, and for those that know, Dr. Crane, Chase, but we love high school football. We love high school football. And this is just a great time. And this game tonight will be fantastic.
It will. I mean, Battle of the Borough Part 2. I mean, obviously, we're at that point where there's a ton of good games tonight. Is you know, with the playoffs and you know, obviously looking at the brackets and stuff. FRA CPA got that rematch that's coming up. I'll be obviously paying attention to that.
I think our boy Max Hurst is on that call.
Yeah, that one's the TV game. So Max was on the Hill. Yeah, he texted me, said, I looked for your statue. I haven't found it yet, but you know,
well, he's got it's around
being
there.
Designed.
It's around there.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's down the block there.
But yeah, so definitely some good ones for sure. As CPA hosts FRA, just mentioned the Battle of the Borough there in 6A and 5A. Ravenwood and Brentwood, Centennial Page.
Yep.
That's going to be a good one. Henry County hosting Southwind, so that they would play the winner of Centennial Page.
Ooh.
In 5A, so that could be a real good one.
Well, I know Liberty, Liberty in Sumner County. They're playing East Nashville tonight. That's a big game.
Is that what 3A?
That is 3A. Yeah, yeah. Liberty knocked off Fairview, our buddy Chris Hughes, last week, and so
Liberty Creek,
Liberty Creek, East
Nashville.
Thank you.
Yeah, Meigs County plays Giles County.
And, our boy Wade Neely's on that call tonight. Yep. We got a lot of boys on the calls tonight.
Yeah, so that's 3A. 4A, I think, is all. You got Macon County, Upperman, Pearl Cone. Pearl Cone hosting Marshall County.
Our boy Tony Brunetti, head football coach there. I think he's one win away from becoming the all-time winningest coach in Metro football history.
That sounds right, yeah. He's awesome.
Heck of a job. And it was, you know, we talked to Coach. Could get emotional there about, you know, with Bobby Wells, a longtime coach in Rutherford County, been there for 30-plus years, coach with kind of Coach Kreisky's mentor, passed away from cancer back in July. I know Bobby very well. Of course, Bobby's brother, Walt Wells, my best friend. But, you know, it's just the thing where it's the added motivation playing for a coach that passed away. And it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be a fun game tonight and all the emotions for this game and to see what happens. I'm excited to be down there.
Yeah, another one too. Friendship Christian hosting Nashville Christian in the Division II 1A, and Columbia Academy hosting MTCS. So this is the
D2A
semifinal.
Yeah,
D2A the semifinals. So
man,
trip
Jeff
to stay
Brothers.
On the line. Jeff, look, and that hasn't been the Nashville Christian teams we've seen in years past, but they've been scratching and clawing.
He's such a good dude, man.
And then when we talked to Chris Sanders, you know, he mentioned NBA going down to McCauley to take them on, and then you got Baylor and Knoxville Catholic in the other bracket. So good luck to all our local kids and
Absolutely.
Coaches out there. Looking forward to that. The announcement is official. Nissan Stadium will be replaced by Nissan Stadium. Could have come up with a different name.
As our friend Ricky said, he could have done that in an email.
Could have, but that's okay. We will read through some of the wrong answers only announcements. We'll do that coming up next and talk a little Titans. It's Chase and Big Joe here on a Friday. You're going to be on the call tomorrow as MTSU takes on UTEP at Floyd Stadium, the final home game of the year. Pre-game coverage at 12 and kickoff at 1. You can hear it on 93.3 Classic Hits and the 93.3 Classic Hits app and 93.3ClassicHits.com. JoJo?
By the way, UTEP has the best mascot. You know what his name is?
No.
Pick Axe Pete.
Oh, that is a good one.
And he carries like a hammer around.
Say that three times.
I like this job. I'm not saying it.
More of your texts and calls next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.